This is Scott Becker with the Private Equity and Business Update for October 21st, 2021. Thank you for joining us today. Here's five stories that we're following this morning. First, the stock market opened slightly down today, not horribly, but slightly down. The 10-year Treasury yield slightly up. It's almost 1.66. Remember, the 52-week high for the Treasury yield is right about 1.78. More and more indications that the Fed will start tempering their purchases of bonds, which artificially inflates the bond or artificially reduces the bond yield by increasing demand for bonds. So when the Fed is buying bonds, it provides a demand for bonds, which drives down the yield on those. When the Fed stops buying as many bonds, consequently, the yield should rise some. But we're up to 1.66 on the 10-year Treasury yield. It's so important because it has impacts on every other part of the economy, and particularly the stock market. Second, Tesla reported record profits and revenues in the third quarter. Profit of $1.6 billion, revenue of $13.8 billion. So a great quarter for Tesla. Third, IBM, while the revenues rose in the third quarter, they rose less than analysts expected. They also saw less growth in their cloud business, which is a big part of their future, than they expected. The stock price fell on the earnings release. Fourth, Blackstone is buying a majority stake in Spanx. Spanx is valued at $1.2 billion, founded by Sarah Blakeney, sort of a darling of the private equity and business world, brilliant leader, started with $5,000 and built a magnificent company. Blackstone itself is the world's largest PE fund with nearly $682 billion in assets under management. KKR, by contrast, one of the other great behemoth private equity funds, as of the end of June, last reporting note, had nearly $430 billion in assets under management. Finally, fifth, we're excited to have a chance to visit with Magic Johnson today at the Becker's Healthcare 27th Annual Business and Operations of ASCs Conference. It's the first live event that we'll have in nearly 2 years, just sort of getting going again and trying to get that engine going again and looking forward to visiting with people in person, even with, albeit with masks and so forth. In any event, those are the five stories we're following today. Again, market slightly down, Treasury yield slightly up. Tesla, a great quarter. IBM, not so great a quarter. And finally, Blackstone, really almost everywhere at about $680 billion assets under management and trying to chase getting to a trillion. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Update.